someone who's dropped in from the University of Cambridge is Professor Colin Humphreys. He's actually from the Department of Metallurgy and Materials Sciences, and his chosen specialist subject is LEDs. Hello, Colin.
Hi.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Andrew.
The one thing, and the reason I rang you up, is because I suddenly had this epiphany when I looked at my Christmas tree. I realised that fairy lights aren't fairy lights in the strict sense of the meaning anymore. I mean, for a start, they work. They're still in a tangle, but they're not little bulbs. They're LEDs now.
That's right, and they should last for your lifetime, probably. Especially if you just use them every Christmas. So the LEDs are very long-lasting, and so it's a sort of disruptive technology. It's something which just replaces old-fashioned light bulbs.
How do they work, LEDs?
So LEDs are what are called semiconductor materials, and they emit light when you pass a tiny current through them, so they're very energy efficient. In fact, I've got a child's toy here, which looks like a pig.
It's a little pig, yeah.
A little pig. And if I just with one finger press this lever, and the light is shining brilliantly through its two eyes. And if
I think they're its nostrils, actually, aren't they? Because it's sort of nose
right,
on the front.
It is, because the eyes are... Yeah, so it's through its nostrils. And I've now stored enough energy. If I stop doing this and just turn the switch on, light still comes out.
That's true, actually, because obviously with old-fashioned torches, that had an incandescent bulb in it, didn't it? And they never used to last very long, and they weren't very bright. But you just whizzed those handles, the little generator, I presume,
right,
on the side there. And it's extremely bright for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. So they're very, very energy efficient. And the white lights you have for white LED replacement lighting, they're all made from blue LEDs. And I have a blue LED here, so I'll just switch it on. And if you cover it, it's a brilliant blue light.
That's bright.
And if you cover that with this yellow dome, which contains what's called a phosphor. So when you pass blue light through it, it excites yellow light. And the blue shines through the yellow, and you get white light out.
Is that how they make white LEDs, then?
And that's how you make white LEDs.
So you can't make a white LED where just the origin of the light is white. You have to go through a sort of trick like that.
You go through a trick like this. You can actually make it by mixing red, green, blue LEDs, but the green aren't very efficient, so that's an expensive way to do it. But most of the cool white LEDs, bicycle lights, front bicycle lights, are just this blue light with the yellow on the top. And sometimes you'll see a bicycle coming towards you, it looks blue, and as it goes past you, it looks yellow. And that's a combination of blue and yellow, and the coating hasn't been very uniform.
How do LEDs actually work? Well, if we were to zoom in with a very powerful microscope and look at the structure of an LED, what is it?
Right, so they've got quite a complicated structure, and in the middle of the LED, there's a very thin layer called a quantum well, which is just about 10 atoms thick. It's composed of indium, gallium and nitrogen, indium, gallium nitride, and that very thin layer emits this brilliant light, so it's tremendously efficient, and that will emit light of any different colour. If you vary the indium content, you can get green light or red light or blue light. To get white light, we need to start with blue light, and then we put this phosphor on to get the white light coming out.
And why is it so much more efficient than the traditional fairy light you'd have on your Christmas tree?
Well, the traditional fairy light, it mainly gives out heat. So it's a small version of this old-fashioned incandescent light bulb I'm holding up. And this only gives out 5% of the light. So you put in electrical current through this light bulb, 95% comes out as heat, 5% comes out as light. So it's really inefficient, only 5% efficient.
I've got an email here from Shahid, who says, are LED lights harmful for health?
They're actually very good for health. So people who suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, affects 3 million people in the UK. The best treatment at the moment is for them to sit in this artificial light box with LED lighting. And there's no ultraviolet component in this light because it's just blue light covered with yellow or maybe red, yellow or red phosphor. So actually they're very good for health. And they're good for paintings as well. The Queen in her picture gallery has LED lighting on top of the pictures, but it doesn't damage the pictures.
Can you make any colour LEDs? Are we going to see even brighter, more funky Christmas trees in future?
You can make any colour LEDs you want, that is right. The most efficient are the blue and the red, and in between it's not so efficient, but they're still pretty bright.
What about ultraviolet, though? Because I'm thinking there are lots of uses for ultraviolet light. Can we make LEDs that make ultraviolet?
Well, that's a really good question. Yes, we can, but at the moment they're not very efficient. So if you have deep ultraviolet light, it kills all bacteria and viruses, so you can use it for water purification. But at the moment, they're not so efficient. If you put up the efficiency, this may happen in the future.
I was just thinking that would be really neat for countries where you had, say, solar panels, lots of sunshine, but you want to make ultraviolet because you could filter water past UV LEDs and it would blast out the bugs.
Absolutely, that's right. It kills everything, yes.